Welcome to Top Self, the podcast dedicated to relax your mind, achieve change, and become a healthier, more present you. Are you ready to move past the daily anxiety, comparing and doubting yourself, and feeling like you're not enough? I'm your host, Shannon Bryant, and I've ruined many good relationships because of my jealousy and stayed way too long in some bad ones because of my insecurity. But I stopped letting fear drive my actions, and now I can't wait to share with you as I dive into these emotions, shed light on how they might be impacting your life, and uncover strategies to break free from their grip. It's time to start living a life of confidence. So get ready to ignite your self-worth and transform your life, because my friend, you are worthy. Hey, turn up your volume. Seriously, I really want you to hear this. You are not alone. You're not crazy, you're not psycho, you're not nuts, you're not a mean person. You simply struggle with feelings of jealousy in your relationship, and I get it. If somebody would have told me years ago that I'd be helping other people overcome jealousy, I would have said, no way. No way. For two reasons. One, I thought it's just the way that I am. Like, it's just the way that I'm wired. It's who I am. It's how I'm always going to be. This is how my life is going to be. And for two, I thought I was the only one. I mean, I felt really alone in it. I felt like I was the only one who thought that way, who had reactions the way that I did, that let jealousy really lead my life and change my life the way that it did. I grew up in a very violent and chaotic family. My dad was an alcoholic, and that brought a ton of challenges to my adult life. Of course, I didn't realize it for many, many years, but my father and I didn't speak for more than 13 years. When my parents got divorced, I was about 12, and I told my dad at the time, like, I don't want to have anything to do with you as long as you're drinking. I don't want to see you. I don't want to speak to you. If you're drinking, I want nothing to do with you. And he took that to heart. Even though he had a relationship with my other two brothers, we didn't speak. I didn't talk to him again until I was about 25. I really never thought his absence bothered me. Like, it didn't affect me. He just wasn't a part of my life. Like, my friends didn't know his name. He just wasn't a factor. Because I really thought, well, after all, like, he missed all the big important stuff, like teaching me how to drive a car and being there when I started to date. All of that stuff had come and gone, and he wasn't around for it, and I was just fine. But of course, I wasn't fine. I struggled in every relationship that I had. My feelings of self-worth were absolute garbage. I felt like, well, if my own dad doesn't love me, I'm certainly not worth being loved by anyone else. And even though I'm the one that told him that I didn't want to speak to him, I never really imagined that his choice would be to adhere to it. So I carried these thoughts of being unworthy of love and fear of abandonment into every relationship that I had. It was really hard for me to trust people, and I lived my life waiting for the other shoe to fall. It didn't matter if I was in a relationship with a good guy or a bad guy. It didn't work. I got bored in relationships with good guys because I was so used to that chaos in my life. So then the absence of it seemed really foreign to me. Like, what's going on? Why is this not chaotic? So I'd make it chaotic. I'd be jealous. I'd worry about stuff. I'd accuse them of things. And then I'd stay in bad relationships with bad men for way too long. I'm sure some of you have certainly been there before, but I just felt like that's what I deserved. In either situation, I was completely insecure, and my jealous habits and my thoughts just continued to grow. I mean, the more I was with bad men and they cheated on me or they did whatever, the more that continued to grow. By the time I started dating my husband, my jealousy was explosive. I mean, after all, this one was really important to me. My obsessive thoughts, the anxiety, accusations were so consuming. I remember one particular day when I was like at my lowest. I mean, it was just, I was so sick of the thoughts in my head and just constantly feeling anxious. I was sick of myself. I don't know if you've ever been in that place where you're like, I can't stand me. So who else is going to deal with this? Because I can't even stand me at this point. And I'd worn out my friends. I'm calling them constantly, giving them the rundown of something that I was worried about. Well, what about this? What do you think that meant? Here's what he did. And I'm so ticked off about it. And I would just wear them out. I remember this particular day when I was just at my lowest and I was just crying and crying and wishing so much that just one time in my life, I could lay my head down at night and relax and feel calm and feel secure. So both me and my husband were so desperate at this point that we started to go to couples therapy. And I'll be honest, should he have stayed with me? Probably not. I mean, no, probably not. You know, thank goodness he did. But should he have? I don't know. So we started to go to therapy, and it was the day that we got kicked out of therapy that changed my life. Well, it was more like that scene from Bridesmaids where the odd brother and sister invite Annie to move out of their apartment. We were invited to not come back to therapy. The problem was I just wanted somebody to tell me what to do. Like, just tell me what to do and I'll do it. As much as I wanted to change, though, I was still holding on to the solution of jealousy, like the benefit of it, and the thought that it was protecting me from getting hurt or from being left. And I wasn't open to new explanations and possibilities. But I was given a piece of paper at the end of my therapy, and that was the laundry list, the ACA laundry list that shows 14 behavior characteristics of an adult child of an alcoholic. And it was like, oh my gosh, there it was on paper. I checked off 12 of the 14 characteristics, like check, 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 check. Yep, that's me, that's me, that's me. And seeing that made me realize if there's a list, then there's a solution. And I must not be the only one. And so the list isn't specific to jealousy, but I knew that it was all connected in some way. And so I decided I am going to tackle this once and for all. I'm going to 100% commit to this. I am so sick of myself. I'm so tired of feeling this way. And I knew that I was going to ruin this relationship too. So I started with trying to realize and acknowledge and break what I call now action habits. So looking at his phone, email, questioning him all the time, looking him up on location services. I mean, seriously, I wish I would have gotten paid for that time because it was like a part-time job for me. I constantly, every day, doing this entire like routine and habit of checking on him. And so I call those action habits. I started with that and acknowledging those and trying to just one by one break those habits. And I started uncovering what I call my thinking habits, the loop in my head, those things that we tell ourselves, all of that negative junk that's in our head that's just been on loop forever. And a lot of it, I didn't even realize I was saying. Some of it, of course, I knew, and a lot of it I didn't. And so I started to really get to the root cause and work on the root cause of my jealousy. I was later asked to tell my story to an ACA women's group, Adult Children of Alcoholics, and just talk about, you know, how I grew up, my experiences, how difficult school was. I mean, it was hard to go from what was happening in my house the night before to then trying to learn multiplication and division in school the next day. It was so difficult. I also mentioned my struggles with jealousy throughout my relationships. And when it came to the question and answer portion, all of these virtual hands went up. What was supposed to be an hour talk turned into a 2.5 hour talk. So when the host got to like the third woman who had her hand raised, she was crying and said, "You have no idea how you just changed my life. I thought I was the only one who dealt with this. I thought I was the only one that struggled with this and felt this way." There were many, many more raised hands that night with that similar feedback. And it was in that moment that I knew I needed to turn my journey into a path for others who struggle with this as well. And so my husband and I have now been together 13 years as of the time of this recording. And the difference in our relationship is incredible. I mean, it's so different. But more importantly, the way that I think, I feel, I respond, it's like a new life. My brain isn't filled with constant negative chatter. And I never, for one day, when I go to lay my head down at night, never once do I take for granted that I can do it calmly and confidently and without fear now. And I want the same for you. You're why I started this podcast. And I'm so excited, so pumped, so ready to support you on your journey from jealous and fearful to calm and confident. I can't wait. Until next time, take care and remember, you're not alone.